Students in Wes Upton's social studies class at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center are learning about World War I. He wants to make sure they know just how unbearable life was in the trenches.
And if some of you aren't itching your skin and shaking in your boots halfway through, then you have no emotions whatsoever. They're disgusting. I'm going to give you one heads up about it. You guys like rats?
Yeah. Upton assigns an outside reading on trench warfare. He's teaching students how to mark text, a skill they'll need to head on to college. Then, as students read in small groups, he circles the room to check for understanding. He crouches low next to a desk and asks, was everything negative about the rat-infested trenches?
It's new. As soon as they heard and they felt the vibrations from the gunfire way up in the distance,
Assistant Principal Steve Samuel is here for Upton's teacher evaluation. He's asking students if they understand the lesson objective. For Upton, the process isn't too daunting. But he says some educators aren't as comfortable having administrators in their classrooms.
They get this sense of maybe Big Brother watching you, but I mean, isn't that kind of what they're there for? To make sure that you're doing your job.
A few days later, Samuel sits down with Upton to grade his classroom performance.
I was impressed with the conversations the students were having as far as their depth of knowledge from the reading, as well as how on task they all were.
Kind of pride myself on the classroom management aspect, no question about that.
Together they run through Wayne Township's teacher evaluation rubric. It looks a lot like the Indiana Department of Education's tool, but with a few tweaks. State law dictates schools divide teachers into four categories: highly effective, effective, needs improvement, and ineffective. Upton earns mostly fours and a few threes.
You're safely in the effective. As long as you get better than a one on the data, you will be a highly effective.
The state doesn't test ninth grade social studies, so Upton's growth score will come from student performance on a common assessment developed by his department. But Samuel says other teachers are worried scores on state standardized tests will drag down their evaluation.
There are so many factors, and does this test give us all those factors? And is this test a perfect instrument to do that at the perfect time? And so it's tough to, I think, say yes to all those things.
Samuel says performance evaluations are a part of any job, but he understands the apprehension when student test scores come into play.
That's the part when you start affecting the salary and the livelihood of the people. That's the part that creates the most stress, absolutely.
Evaluations aren't new, but in the past, districts didn't have to tie evaluations to pay. Wayne Township rewrote the salary schedule to comply with state law. Teachers used to earn annual raises based on years of service and level of education. Now the district uses a point system where teachers can also advance based on things like attendance and participation. Chief Personnel Officer David Marcotte says teachers who earn effective or highly effective ratings are eligible for a $6,000 to $8,000 raise, roughly every 3 years.
Unfortunately, the reality of it is that overall, the lifetime earnings of teachers will be less.
Do I like it? No. But do I understand it and respect it? Yes. I mean, nobody's going to like to say, oh, you have to wait to make more money.
Wes Upton will get the results of his evaluation in May, after the district factors in student test score data. He'll be eligible for a raise in another 2 years. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.